Hi, everybody. It's Kim Turner. Welcome back to the Kim Turner Podcast. We're on episode 6, and it's a special week. It's National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. So happy Dispatcher Week to all the dispatchers out there, and super excited for you to be here for our special episode of honoring our headset heroes. And today, we're going to listen to a little snippet out of Phoenix PD.
So my most memorable call was I got a call about a lady who was complaining that there was a guy who was in her front yard who broke an order of protection. So when the call dropped in, the lady was really frantic on the phone, really worried, kind of distraught.
Okay, take a deep breath for me, okay?
Mikey's right now. He's banging on the door.
Okay, hang on. Take a deep breath for me, okay, sweetie? What's his name? What's his last name?
I did everything I could to get the address from her to make sure we can get officers, you know, where we needed to get them in a timely manner. Once I was able to get information from her to find out what was going on, she told me that there was a male standing in her front yard with a bottle of alcohol in his hand and a gas tank in the other hand. And he was pounding on her front door trying to get into her house.
Okay, take a deep breath, okay?
He has a gas tank in his hand, like, you know, those little bottles where you, like, put like a gallon of gasoline on it. It's red. And he's walking right now. He's walking
me. Okay, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Oh my God.
And are all your doors and windows locked?
Yes. Please.
Sweetie, officers are driving. They've been driving the whole time, okay? Me asking you questions is not slowing them down, I promise, okay? They're driving as fast as they can.
Fast forward a little bit in the call, and he saw her through the window, and I just remember her so panicked, and she was like, he can see me, and I told her, you know, you're doing a great job. We've got officers driving as fast as they can to get to you. Just keep talking to me. Don't stop talking to me. Just keep telling me everything that he's doing so we can get the information to the officers as quickly as possible. And I remember I just kept checking the map to see where my officers were at. And, fast forward maybe a minute and officers were there.
Okay, my officers are pulling up in just a second, okay? You let me know when you see them.
They saw him.
Okay, officers are with him?
You know, officers detained the subject, and, you know, she saw them put the cuffs on him, and she just started crying. She was like, thank you so much. You know, you saved my life. You know, he was going to hurt me. And there had been a history of domestic violence in their relationship previously, so this wasn't something that was new to her. But it was every single time the situation just got worse and worse. So being in Phoenix Police Communications, I learned that, you know, you have to take everything that your caller says at face value. They're your eyes out there, so you're not seeing what they're seeing. So you just have to listen to what they say and know that, you know, you're doing the best that you can to help them. And, you know, when I took this call, I was 2 weeks out of, you know, going solo. And I feel like I was prepared with the training that I was given to be a strong call taker, to, you know, expect the unexpected and know whatever kind of call drops in. Being prepared for that and knowing that I was able to do everything that I could to make sure that my officers were safe and they were able to do everything they could to keep this citizen safe.
All right, so the first thing I want to say about Miss Cheyenne is that clearly she's an OG call taker now because she didn't even have her spit guard on her headset. So all my dispatchers know exactly what I'm talking about on her mic. The second thing I want to kind of spend a moment here to discuss is, what's the longest time for us? The longest time for us is when we have a legitimate victim on the phone and we're waiting for our field first responders to get there. We have the salient facts, right? We have the proper priority, the proper call type. We know they're on the way, but we have to keep them on the line. Sometimes filling that space may seem like a daunting task. You might be thinking, gosh, when are they going to get there? When are they going to get there? What kind of questions are you asking? Here's a prompt. Sometimes open-ended questions are wonderful. Asking a question where our victim is safe, right? So them speaking is not alerting the suspect of anything. Asking an open-ended question. What happened today to bring us to this point? What's going on? What was the trigger? Will the officer's presence trigger anything from the suspect. Like things like that, and just wait and just listen. Just let them talk. That helps us fill in that space, but it also provides intel for the units that are responding. So just a little training tip there. Cheyenne, thank you for sharing your story. I think it's fascinating, and thank you for all you do. We also like to shout out departments who are recruiting, because we all know, we did a whole episode on recruitment and retention and some tips there. So for our Northern California neighbor, San Mateo Police Department, a special shout out, and with your awesome recruitment video, here we go. We'll put the links. So if you're interested in lateraling, if you are in the application process, feel free to reach out, and we'll have the appropriate links for you to apply.
San Mateo Police, how may I help you?
I feel incredibly lucky to work here in the Communications Division with the San Mateo Police Department, and the skill level of the dispatchers here is unparalleled. In addition to the great work environment and employees, the basics such as competitive wages, great benefits, and wellness initiatives are outstanding. It really is a wonderful place to work.
And if you missed it, they have a $15,000 hiring bonus. And one of my old friends, Lance, is in that video. So shout out, Lance. I miss our days at San Jose PD. But San Mateo Police Department, excellent agency, great place to work with the $15,000 hiring bonus. Feel free to text to 888-777. That's easy to remember, right? To join SMPD. That's our shout out and our recruitment spot for today. Just in closing, I'd like to just thank everybody for all of the work that you do year in and year out. And I know we only get 1 week, but really, every day is a day for you. Thank you for being a 911 first responder.